Summary of Report, DPMC Stocktake. Producers note, this document shows the logo of the Department of the Prime Minister and Cabinet, DPMC. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on the 29th of August 2024. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomps.nz followed by /in then 4 digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Briefing. Stocktake of Fikaha. Summary. Report number, DPMC-2023/24-405. Proposal. This briefing provides an assessment from the Implementation Unit of the Department of the Prime Minister and Cabinet, DPMC, to the Minister of Finance, former Minister of Finance, Grant Robertson, about the Ministry of Disabled People Fikaha, MODP. The briefing assesses MODP's progress in creating MODP's governance and system leadership arrangements. MODP's establishment and transition stages. The Enabling Good Lives Initiative. This briefing also provides lessons learnt from MODP's establishment as a new departmental agency. Executive Summary. The Ministry of Disabled People Fikaha, MODP, is a departmental agency hosted by the Ministry of Social Development, MSD. It was made on 1 July 2022 as part of the health reforms, at the same time as Te Whatuora Health New Zealand and Te Aka Whai Ora Māori Health Authority. MODP has identified 3 stages of MODP's setup. Establishment, January 2022 to October 2022. Consolidation, July 2022 to December 2023. Transformation, July 2023 onwards. This briefing assesses progress against the first stage, the establishment stage, and identifies lessons learned from implementation of the departmental agency model. MODP was established very quickly. This meant MODP had to use a lift-and-drop approach to transfer staff, functions, roles and responsibilities to MODP with very little service changes. This was to ensure this transfer happened quickly and services continued as usual as much as possible. This has meant MODP leaders have focused on managing and reducing the significant risks MODP inherited. Consolidation and transformation activities have been slower and made less progress than planned. MODP's partnerships arrangements are being reset and will take time to be fully developed. MODP has major operational interdependencies to manage with Health New Zealand. This briefing recommends that MODP strengthen implementation planning and prioritization and says there are also lessons to learn from how MODP was implemented through the departmental agency model. Recommendations. The Implementation Unit of the Department of the Prime Minister and Cabinet, DPMC, recommends that the Minister of Finance. 1. Note that MODP was established as a departmental agency hosted by the Ministry of Social Development, MSD, on 1 July 2022. 2. Note the establishment phase was short, 6 months, and significant risks were transferred to MODP that has impacted the speed and progress of some activities in MODP's consolidation and transformation stages. 3. Note that MODP new organizational model better reflects its mandate but it is not necessarily the right size to meet the demands of its large, complex commissioning function and system leadership and policy functions. 4. Note that MODP has agreed to consider if further work is needed in partnership with central agencies at a future date to assess if it is right-sized. 5. Discuss with the Minister for Disability Issues the need for MODP to 5.1. Continue to strengthen the Fikaha Work Programme 2023 to 2026 to include milestones, sequencing, prioritisation, resources, and potential risks to delivery and include key decision points. 5.2. Start a strategic business roadmap that sets out MODP's disability support service transformation vision, service requirements, functionality, and options to inform key decision points and influence IT transformation programs underway at Health New Zealand and MSD. 5.3. Start service level performance reporting and improved governance arrangements over disability support services through its services agreement with Health New Zealand in advance of its January 2024 review. 6. Note the implementation unit has developed lessons from the implementation of the departmental agency model that it will share with the Public Service Commission. 7. Agree to proactively release this report, subject to any appropriate withholding of information that would be justified under the Official Information Act 1982. Link to full document, the 2nd of April Cabinet Paper Appendix 2 DPMC Stocktake of FICAHA Redactions Applied, a PDF file, aicomps.nz/2948. Producer's note. This audio version of this document was produced on the 29th of August 2024 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 10-50. Phone 09-320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text to speech with a broadcast quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind, and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.